But joining us to talk about the Lake Erie Crushers, we've got the owner, Tom Kramick, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, we talked with you when you first took over, and how did that season go for you? Was it everything you expected as an owner?
Not coming from the world of sports, I don't know really what I expected, but it was a lot of fun. It was a tremendous learning experience, obviously. It was a little chaotic because we got a late start, but overall I thought it went well. With the exception of we missed the playoffs on the last game of the season by one game, which was a little frustrating.
Okay, but your off season then you had an off season.
We had an off season with our full staff. It was interesting last year. Most of the staff got hired a couple months before the season started with the sale and the transition. So we were all sort of figuring each other out and who does what and who brings what to the table. So this year we've had a full off season to plan. We got a lot of things planned for the 2017 season, and we're really excited about it.
Of course, you have an announcement later today, which you'll have.
We do.
We'll
find 11 out. O'clock on Facebook. We'll be making a big announcement about the team.
Right. Now, we had the announcement earlier about the name change of the stadium. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. Springer Healthcare is now our naming rights partner for the stadium. They're based right here in Lorain County. Great organization. They've been involved with the team in the past, and when All-Pro Freight decided not to renew their deal, Springer stepped right up. They were right on it. Hey, we want to be part of this. We like what's going on here. So All-Pro Freight Stadium is now Springer Healthcare Stadium. Same ballpark.
Now, I understand, though, but today the announcement's going to be taken at one of the places, one of their facilities. Is that correct?
Up on Avon Lake,
okay.
Yes. We have sort of limited meeting space at the ballpark, and on, beautiful warm days like this, it's nice to have a great facility and a great partner like Springer that invited us up and said, why don't you do the announcement here? We've got a lot of big meeting rooms and space to host your event.
So it works out a nice deal.
Very nice.
With that. Let's talk a little bit about the season. We were looking at our schedule. I don't know if we've announced it yet, but we're planning to do about roughly 15 Crushers games on the radio and being
correct.
A part of that
correct.
To bring it to people. But, of course, you want people to get out to the ballpark. So what are some of the things maybe you're looking for this year for getting the crowd out to see the game?
Well, I mean, some of those things we'll announce at 11 o'clock today. But we got a lot of exciting things planned for this year. Obviously, the ballpark's great for kids. We've got two brand-new inflatables in our kids' zone this year. We're doing a Saturday night concert series. After every Saturday night game, a local band will be playing up at the Brew Kettle Bar on the third base picnic plaza. So we've got a lot of really exciting promotions and different things going on out at Springer Stadium this year.
And even last year, you talked about utilizing the stadium more often. Nights when the team doesn't play, are you looking forward to that as well?
Absolutely. Last year, we had our craft beer festival. We'll be doing that again this year. Lorain County Community College is playing a couple of games at our ballpark this year for the first time, so that'll be exciting. Anything and everything we can do to get people out of the park, out to the park, and utilize the facility, which is such a great facility for the people of Lorain County and western Cuyahoga County.
They also kind of changed some of the traffic pattern, I guess. They added that other road or the exit around there where the Y is located as well. So
yep.
It allows for people getting in and out of that area.
It's a very easy access ballpark with the exits there.
Yeah. The off season, what did you learn about the maintenance of a stadium like that, or being a part of it, or is that something that are you responsible for as a city?
Oh, absolutely. Our offices are there. Our staff works at the ballpark every day, which is kind of cool, except on today's like today when the whole thing's covered in snow. That's a little depressing. I am very fortunate to have a stadium operations guy who's been there from day one, a gentleman named Paul Sigworth. He knows that place like the back of his hand. He was actually involved when the stadium was being built back in 2008. He maintains that place in pristine condition. Last year we repainted part of the stadium. We finished that process this year. We're opening a new party deck on the second level this year, so that'll be a great new addition. Some new things on a concourse as well.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with the fans. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you want it to be a great family fan experience. Talk about your outreach into the community.
Well, minor league baseball, I say that half the people come into our park, they don't know the players, they don't know if we're in first place or last place, and they don't care. They're looking for a fun night out, and that's fine. It's what we sell is affordable family fun. It's a great night out. It's not going to break the bank. And it's a great place to bring kids to run around, have a good time. It's a safe environment. So we try to be part of the community. I mean, this is my full-time gig. I live here 365 days a year. We have our mascot out doing appearances right now with our reading club program. We just passed 20,000 kids in our reading club program out in the schools, encouraging them to read. They read so many books, they get tickets to the game. Minor league baseball has to be about the community. There's got to be that connection because you're so close to the players. They live with host families. I mean, they're living right here in the community when they're playing games.
Are those still looking for host families? Has that started yet?
I think we're pretty good on host families. We've got a great group. That was one of the things we were really fortunate when we got to town. We have a tremendous group of host families, and they take care of those guys like they're their own kids, and they come out to the games and support them, and they have been very welcoming to us.
When does the team assemble? When is it? When do you look at the roster, and when does the manager kind of get to get his teeth into everything?
Well, the manager looks at the roster every day, all year long. He is signing players right now. He was out in California a week or so ago scouting some guys. He's down in Florida right now where spring training's going on, scouting some guys. The team will arrive in town April 26th. We'll have 2 weeks of spring training for us. And then we start playing games on May the 12th. Friday night, May the 12th, is our home opener. Friday night's going to be fireworks night again this year, which is always hugely popular. So he's working on that roster, thinking about it every day, always looking to improve the roster and get better players in here. He wants to win. We're all about winning.
And it's ready to get going. And, of course, the big announcement coming up this morning. What time will we be able to?
11 o'clock on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Kramer, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, thanks for stopping in and
appreciate
joining
it.
Us this morning.
Yeah, watch out for that bee. That thing's kind of scary.
Isn't that big? I mean, yeah. I know that sometimes it, when you have the concessions, you'll see some of those things flying around. But that's a pretty looking, big looking one. But, of course, in minor league, you kind of different mascot. Maybe that's the mascot of the Miller Nature Preserve. We got to find out about
there
why.
There you go. Maybe that's their version of Stomper the Bear.
Stomper's a lot more huggable, I will tell you that.